right? Let me hold it there and tell you who I got. And Mike, tell you, Jeanette, yes, I got a new number. WI9HF, WVARMC, K1MCO, K9IBN, in for Zulu, Charlie, Victor, Ralph, and KM5Y, Mike. So let me go up to the top while I write the names down for the people I already know, and work down. So, Chad, good afternoon. How are things in Janesville? And today's two questions are, what is your next big radio purchase that you're thinking about? And for the net, should I move it forward or backwards for the time, later or earlier? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Richard. Well, not much happening in Janesville. I'm not going to do anything today. I might actually the little tutorial videos on the TS-2000 I got from a friend of mine here in Janesville from Handyham to learn how to use that thing. That's my major thing for today. And I just want to remind you about that monitor. If you still want that, I can actually just if you want to just pay for shipping on it, pirate ship, maybe not that bad, but we'll find out. So, up to you. First question, I'm not going to buy any more radios for a while, but the next thing I'd like to look into is that new Kenwood TM750, I think it is, a new one they're coming out with, the D-Star Tri-Bander. It doesn't really need to be a tri-band, I don't think, but because I won't use 220. But maybe think about that down the road. And as far as moving the net, I guess I don't mind it where it is right now, but maybe moving it, I don't know, doesn't make any difference really. Maybe moving it to like 3 o'clock central. Of 2 o'clock central, I guess using that time reference, that's where I'm at. So that's what I'm thinking about. Back to you, Richard, WI9HF.